From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
2 weeks after it was released, President Donald Trump's much-awaited deal of the century for Palestine was taken up at the UN Security Council on Tuesday. What follows is the response of the President of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, to the proposal at Tuesday's UN session.
I have come to you on behalf of 13 million Palestinians to call for a just peace. That is all. I have come to you today, ladies and gentlemen, to reaffirm the Palestinian position that rejects the Israeli-American proposal, supported by the results of the meetings of the League of Arab States and the OIC and the AU. They all concluded that this plan must be rejected fully, in addition to statements issued by the EU, Russia, China, Japan, and other countries around the world. I mention specifically the position of the Secretary General of the United Nations that reaffirmed his commitment to relevant UN resolutions, the rejection of this plan reaffirms or is the result of its unilateral steps and the fact that it violates international legitimacy and the Arab Peace Initiative. It annuls the legitimacy of Palestinian rights, our rights to self-determination, freedom, and independence in our own state. It legitimized what is illegal, settlements and confiscation of land and an annexation of Palestinian land. I would like to reaffirm that this plan or any part in this plan should not be considered as an international reference for negotiations. This is an Israeli-American preemptive plan in order to put an end to the question of Palestine. It was rejected by us because it considers that East Jerusalem is no longer under the sovereignty of the State of Palestine. That alone is enough for us to reject this plan. It leaves Palestine fragmented without any control on our land, air, and sea. It will put an end to the question of Palestinian refugees. It will end all bases for a peace plan. It means a rejection to all agreements and obligations to establish two states along the pre-1967 lines. This plan will not bring peace or stability to the region, and therefore we will not accept this plan. We will confront its application on the ground. This is the summary of the project that was presented to us. This is the state that they will give us. It's like a Swiss cheese, really. Who among you will accept a similar state and similar conditions? This deal, ladies and gentlemen, includes instructions and the entrenchment of occupation and annexation by military force and strengthening the apartheid regime that we thought we got rid of a long time ago is coming back to Palestine. They're strengthening the apartheid regime. This plan rewards the occupation instead of holding it accountable for all the crimes it perpetrated against our people and our land. In this regard, I would like to thank countries, regional and international organizations, parliaments around the world, members of the Security Council, for helping us support international consensus on the basis of international legitimacy, relevant UN resolutions. We also thank Israelis. Yes, we thank Israel. We thank the Israelis who also rejected this plan in different ways, and those who stood with us from the House and the Senate in the United States. We also thank American organizations and free people who rejected this plan. We value their positions to support peace and commit to international legitimacy. This document, 300 Israeli officers reject this document, 300 Israeli officers who fought for their country, and now they say, we are fighting for what is just. We also welcome Israeli demonstrators who took to the street in Tel Aviv to reject this plan. This is a letter from the U.S. Congress. And in this letter, 107 members have signed this letter. Another document from the U.S. Senate. 12 members have signed this document. They all reject this plan. And some are even presidential candidates. We salute Palestinians, Arab peoples, and all those fighting for peace around the world who took to the street by thousands and hundreds of thousands in the West Bank now, in Gaza. Although it is freezing there, it is cold. But still they take to the streets to say no to this deal. It is not like some are saying, Abu Mazen and 2 and 3 of his supporters are refusing and rejecting this plan. No, hundreds of thousands of people are taking to the street to say no to this deal. Tens of thousands around the world are saying no to this deal. And some insist that this deal is just. No, this deal is not just. I have come before you today to say that peace between Israelis and Palestinians is still possible. It is achievable. I have come to you to build an international partnership to achieve a just, comprehensive, and lasting peace. And we are still committed to this peace as a strategic choice. This deal is not an international partnership. This proposal was from one state supported by another state, to be imposed on the world, on the international legitimacy that represents hundreds of UN resolutions and dozens of Security Council resolutions. We reject this deal. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, I wonder, why are they determined to draft this American-Israeli proposal alone at a time when we have entered in 2017 into a dialogue with the U.S. administration, and we talked about all the final status issues between me and President Trump? We have had a long discussion. We spoke many times about international legitimacy, about the vision of the two-state solution, and he said to me, yes, now I will declare it. We also talked about the pre-1967 lines. We talked about Jerusalem. We talked about security and other issues that we have discussed in Oslo. I was happy to discuss these issues with him at the time. However, I was surprised afterwards when the PLO office in Washington was closed and they've declared that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. How is that possible? They transferred their embassy and they called on other countries around the world to do the same. And they stopped sending us aid. $840 million. They stopped sending assistance to UNRWA. I don't know who gave him this unacceptable advice. I know that Mr. Trump is not like that. The President Trump that I have met is not like that. And this was very surprising. I would like to recall that we held the Madrid Peace Conference. There were the Washington negotiations, Oslo Accords, Annapolis Conference for Peace on the basis of resolutions of international legitimacy that called for negotiations on all final status issues, including Jerusalem. We should negotiate over Jerusalem. We shouldn't dictate and say we gift Jerusalem to the State of Israel. No, Jerusalem is an occupied land. It is an occupied land. Who has the right to give this as a gift to one state or another? We come before you. The Security Council, we are committed to all your resolutions. Ladies and gentlemen, we were committed to implementing all agreements with Israel. We behaved in a responsible manner. That's why the world respected us. 140 countries recognized the state of Palestine. We have become a part of the international community. We became an observer state in the General Assembly. We were unable to become a full member because of the veto. But still, we were able to become an observer state. We have joined 120 regional and international organizations, and we have become the observer state. The observer state became the chairperson of the group of 77 and China. That includes 135 countries in addition to China last year. So we do exist. We have continued to build our national institutions based on the rule of law and international parameters for a modern state that supports transparency, accountability, and combating corruption. We are among the countries combating corruption, I call on the Security Council to send a fact-finding mission to Palestine to look at our efforts to combat corruption, to see that this emerging state under the yoke of the occupation is fighting corruption and is free from corruption. And anyone who claims that our state is corrupt only has to come and visit and see for himself. We have empowered women and youth. We have worked on spreading the culture of peace among our people. We always call for peace. We say we reject violence, we reject terrorism. We fight violence and terrorism around the world. We have 83 protocols with 83 countries. We have signed these protocols to fight terrorism, and one of them with the United States of America, and Canada, Russia, Japan, and other countries. We are fighting terrorism. We are not terrorists. And we will remain committed to combating terrorism. 3 times we have held elections. We believe in democracy. We called for elections last time, but Israel rejected that. Why? Because we can't hold elections in Jerusalem. Although we did hold elections in 1996, 2005, and 2006 in Jerusalem, but now they said no, because there was this decision that the undivided Jerusalem will be the capital of Israel. But no, this will not happen. East Jerusalem is ours, and West Jerusalem is theirs. And nothing prevents cooperation between both states and both capitals. Ladies and gentlemen, they said we have wasted opportunities for peace, but that is not true. Aba Iban said one day that Palestinians do not waste one opportunity to waste opportunities. And recently, it was quoted by another senior Israeli official saying that we do not waste any opportunity to waste opportunities. We never waste opportunities. These are silly slogans. We accepted all UN resolutions, 242 to 2334, 87 resolutions, and we became an active member of the international community. In 1993, we signed the Oslo Accords, and we are committed to the Oslo Accords in all their details, in all their provisions. We have recognized Israel, and Israel recognized us. In Oslo, we have recognized Israel. Yasser Arafat said, I recognize the right of Israel to exist. And Rabin said, and it is written, I recognize the PLO as the legitimate representative of the Palestinian people. So we have recognized one another. So what opportunity did we waste for peace? We responded to the efforts of the U.S. administration, to international initiatives, to all calls for dialogue and negotiations. However, we were never offered the bare minimum of justice according to international legitimacy. The government of the occupation is undermining international efforts. We have tried to seize every opportunity in a serious way because peace is in the interest of our people and the peoples around the world, and this document shows that. More than one country sent us an invitation: Russia, Japan, Belgium, the Netherlands. They all sent us an invitation to hold a dialogue with Mr. Netanyahu on their territory. And every single time we have responded to these invitations. I went to Moscow 3 times and he didn't appear. So who is rejecting peace? Therefore, I wonder, what opportunities did we waste? Abba Iban said that, and then it was quoted by the son-in-law. On the other hand, Israeli governments and Israeli settlers have sought to destroy every opportunity for peace. They move forward with their settlement activities everywhere in the West Bank. Every land that was occupied since 1967, they are building settlements there with impunity. They have changed the characteristics of the occupied city of Jerusalem, and they've continued with their violations against Muslim and Christian holy sites. They confiscated land. They continued with their war against our people in the Gaza Strip, supported, unfortunately, by the U.S. administration that issued a number of decisions violating international law that the world rejected, that a number of the current House in the United States have rejected, and a number of American and Jewish organizations have rejected it. This is a decision by U.S. Congress, number 326, rejecting the policy of Secretary of State Pompeo and the U.S. President on settlements. This is a decision from the Congress. I would also like to reaffirm that we reject the fact that they are linking economic assistance to a political solution. They went to Warsaw, to Bahrain, and they said, we will give you $50 million. What about the political solution? No. First, a political solution, and then if you wish to help us, we welcome that help. However, we cannot accept an economic solution first before a political solution. We thank every country that provides us with assistance now without any precondition to build our national institutions. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, in this difficult time, and before it is too late, I would like to say to Mr. Donald Trump that the proposed American deal cannot achieve peace and security because it canceled international legitimacy. Who can cancel international legitimacy? International legitimacy. Who can annul and cancel it? President Trump did so. It cancels all resolutions of international legitimacy. It cancels all the rights of the Palestinian people. It even decided that East Jerusalem is no longer part of the Palestinian sovereignty. This does not meet the aspirations of a two-state solution, Israel and Palestine. Believe me, if there is peace between us and the Israeli people, it will be the most beautiful form of peace, and the best relations will be between Israelis and Palestinians. But give us this opportunity to achieve peace. I know that the peace deal is 180 pages, and not everyone is willing to read all 180 pages. Therefore, we have decided to summarize these 180 pages with 20 pages. I wish that President Donald Trump will be just, will be fair, and will support the implementation of resolutions of international legitimacy so that we can have a real opportunity for peace between Israelis and Palestinians. If you impose peace, it will not last. It cannot last. Let us reach peace between one another. We have reached peace without the intervention of anyone in Oslo. That peace was reached without the intervention of any party, without the knowledge of any country. And we reached the best agreement, and we are willing to commit to that agreement, and we were willing to commit to that agreement until we reach a final solution. However, they killed Rabin. Why did they assassinate Rabin? May his soul rest in peace. From this rostrum, I call on the international quartet, represented by the United States and the Russian Federation, the EU and the UN, the international quartet. And I call on the members of the Security Council to hold an international conference for peace. We have the quartet so we can hold this international conference to implement resolutions of international legitimacy, notably Resolution 2334. Not only this resolution, all resolutions, all your resolutions. You can even pick and choose the resolution that you want, and we will implement it on the ground. However, we have chosen to disregard all resolutions. Not even one will you take into consideration? We call for the implementation of all UN resolutions, the Arab Peace Initiative, and we insist on the implementation of the Arab Peace Initiative because it's part of Resolution 1515 adopted by the Security Council. By establishing an international mechanism to sponsor negotiations between the two sides. And any other country can join the quartet. So the quartet, in addition to any other country. However, to be honest, the U.S. alone cannot be the sole mediator. Among the quartet, you are more than welcome. However, as the sole mediator, we will not accept. We have tried this now, and honestly, we cannot accept it again. And I call on the international community to bring pressure to bear on the government of Israel to put an end to their occupational practices and their decisions to annex our land. These are our land. These are disputed land what gives you the right to annex these lands? Be careful not to take away the hope of the Palestinian people. I have come here to save this hope. I thank you.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.